Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, please gamble responsibly.
It's a Wednesday. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Jinx, she's Chelsea. It is a daily tip on the BetMGM Network. Coming up on the show, let's all get drunk with LeBron. Why not? So yesterday, I went to the dentist. So it was both good and bad. I've talked about my journey with my dentist on the show quite a bit. So the woman that normally cleans my teeth was not there yesterday. Thank God, it was such a win. I had the most pleasant woman come in. She was so nice. I met her before, had a quick conversation, and then she didn't talk the entire time while she's cleaning my teeth. You know, like she wants to have a conversation. I'm like, ma'am, there's a metal prong scraping up against my teeth. I'm not going to speak right now. So that was nice, all well and fine. Then my dentist comes in, and of course I had drinks with him a few months ago, right? And the first thing out of his mouth is, he goes, how's the podcast going? And I was like, that always annoys me when people say podcast. I'm like, well, I never say it. Like, well, it's not a podcast, but whatever. I'm like, it's fine. It's going well. And he goes, did you use my suggestion from last time? Did you use my suggestion where I said that at the end of every show, you should probably talk about something that people are betting on, like some sort of obscure sport? You know, like cricket or like badminton or something? And I was not ready for that. And oh my God, I'm such an idiot. I was like, yeah. We talked about it yesterday. And I was like, Michael, what are you doing? I didn't know how to get out of it, which we did not talk about that yesterday. We haven't talked about it in months. But he's definitely hell-bent on us having a segment at the end of the show where we discuss very, very, you know, obscure sports. I mean, he really wants this segment to take place.
I feel like this is like an episode of like Seinfeld where like you promise something to the dentist. Like, doesn't it feel like it would be in a sitcom?
Yes.
Where now like your whole world revolves around this lie and it just keeps snowballing to where like people at work are asking like, why did Jenks just take this sharp U-turn into cricket betting? And it's like, well, now there's extra pressure on him at work. What am I going to do? I can't tell a lie now. So, Jenks, now you're Jerry Seinfeld in this scenario.
I got to get out. Even the lovely Catherine's like, why are you still going to the dentist? And he's a nice guy, so I don't want to frame it the wrong way. But it is weird when someone's like, did you take my suggestion for your show? Like someone who has no sportscasting, radio, media experience, who probably doesn't even follow sports a whole lot, saying this is what you should do for your show. It's a little odd. And so...
Well... Backstory here. Is this the dentist you went out for drinks with?
Yeah.
It's not like you guys are just work buds. Like you have extracurricular activity.
That's true.
Sounds bad. You know what I mean?
Yes. Remember when he was like, so I was looking at your Wikipedia page. You've done a lot. Why you though? I was like, huh? He's like, why you? Like, why do you get to do this? I was like, I mean, I studied it. I've done this for almost 30 years now. He's like, but anybody could talk about sports. I'm like, well, sort of. So, I don't know. Maybe this is not a friendship I should continue. But even the lovely Kath was like, you should find a new dentist. Like, seriously. Find a new dentist. And also, he doesn't take your insurance anymore. So, this is the perfect reason to pivot in a different direction, which I think I'm going to do now.
That or you just Google a bunch of things about dentistry and start giving him suggestions. Be like, why you? Why do you get to work on people's teeth? And he's going to be like, because I went to school. And you're like, wow, same reason for me.
Wow. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a random suggestion like he made to me. I'm going to go, did you open that dance club Molars with a Z that I suggested? I'm like, what? I'm like, yeah. It'd be cool, right? Like a teeth-themed dance club? Be like, why is this guy? It's a terrible suggestion. I'll be like, correct. It is. Also terrible. LeBron's ad. We talked about it yesterday. Come on. The second decision. He did not retire. As we thought. You know, we sort of scoped this out yesterday. Now, I did think it was going to be Amazon Prime. He was going to partner with them. No. The second decision was a Hennessy ad. So it's a collab that features a limited edition bottle. And so many people who are Lakers fans thought this might be a retirement announcement, that the prices for LeBron's last home game this season just went through the roof. So he got the ticket prices jacked up, and at the end of the day, did a pretty lame ad talking about Hennessy. Ugh, so lame.
Big eye roll here. Like, again, I think we guessed this, that it was going to be some sort of ad, but, like, for Hennessy, I feel like LeBron barely even drinks. Like, he's somebody who takes care of his body. Like, maybe he does drink Hennessy. I don't know. It's just, I was heavily disappointed by this. And the fact that they didn't use J.R. Smith in this ad, somebody who I feel like drinks Hennessy all the time, like his former teammate, who I felt like was almost drunk at the time. Remember, he didn't know, like, how many seconds were left on the clock and, like, the NBA Finals or something. But I did see where, did you see where J.J. Redick was talking to the media about this and said, you guys are idiots for thinking that it was anything to do with retirement. And it's like, he framed it that way. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, I understand that you need to pump the brakes on immediately going out and buying tickets, but he framed it this way for a reason. Like the idea that, oh, it's your fault. Like, no, it's not. LeBron knew exactly what he was doing. Like, he did this. They called it the second decision. Like, it's always easier to say after the fact, oh, you should have known. Should we have? Would you put it past LeBron James to actually sit down and announce his retirement? No, you would not. It's absolutely something he would do. We've seen it before. So they framed it this way to have all the eyeballs turn on what this might be. And then J.J. Redick has the audacity to come out and say, oh, well, you're dumb. Like, no, we're not. He's done this before. And also, we're in 2025. I mentioned this yesterday. We saw Snoop Dogg do this last year. In an era where everything is promoted, there are all sorts of collabs, and people are always paying attention to what big names and celebrities are doing online, you never know what it's going to be. I mean, you have musical artists who will tease their next album, or maybe it's some sort of partnership. You just never know. It's the age in which we live.
I think I was more disappointed by the fact that it was like a Hennessy ad, because I would have like at least kind of respected it if it was something to do with either Amazon or, I don't know, like the NBA coming back to NBC or something that was like league tangent where there was like some connecting factor, because for Amazon, I believe Amazon Prime is picking up NBA games as well. And so he's promoting the league in which he plays in. Like, that makes sense to me. But Hennessy, I would have never guessed that.
Cognac?
He also has his own alcohol brand, which is why I would have not guessed Hennessy either. He has, I don't know if it's a cognac or a vodka, but he has, it's called Four Lobos. So he has his own alcohol brand, and now he's partnering with his new alcohol brand for the second decision, which I am apparently dumb to J.J. Redick, but J.J. Redick is the smartest guy in every room he's in, just ask him. But I'm apparently dumb to J.J. Redick because I thought that the second decision would be used for retirement.
Yeah.
You know how much money is in the IP for the second decision? Like, that's honestly bad business move on him unless they gave him $1 billion.
So wait a second. LeBron's company is Four Lobos instead of Four Loco?
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't realize that. Hennessy must have paid him out the wazoo. I mean, God knows how much money he made off of this.
I guess it's just Lobos, not Four Lobos, but...
Lobos? Okay.
Yeah, it's tequila.
Okay, Lobos, that's better. If he went Four Lobos after Four Loco, I'd have been like, maybe rethink that. Okay, that's better. Still, I did not like this. Like, Hennessy, come on.
What is a Lobo? Is that a wolf in Spanish?
Yeah.
I feel like it's something in Spanish.
Wolf? It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got it.
Clearly a Spanish authority. We had something in college called Cueva de Lobos. And it was the best Mexican place. It was like American Mexican. It was like, here is meat and cheese, and it's a quesadilla. And you're like, wow, that's amazing. And it was like $2. So that's the only reason I know that.
Well, that's pretty awesome. $2 for that kind of meal? My God, it's like Taco Bell level. That's what makes Taco Bell so good. Yeah, because it's so cheap. You're like, I can't believe I'm getting all this food for like $5. Mm. Speaking of cheap, how about the Bengals trading for Joe Flacco yesterday? So the Bengals have Joe Flacco and a sixth round.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Round pick from the Browns, who get a fifth round pick in return. Joe Flacco has thrown for 2 touchdowns, 6 picks this season. This was the reaction yesterday on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh.
The Bengals are trading for quarterback Joe Flacco. What?
What?
The Bengals are trading for Flacco, according to Rap Sheet.
Holy ostrich milk. What, we're
that's
okay.
Crazy.
Are you sure that's a real account?
It's real. Confirmed by Pelissero as well. Mike, that's not who I expected.
Me neither. What do you think of that? You get first dibs on that one. Joe Flacco to the Bengals.
Well, I think that Jake Browning's clearly not the answer, so they need to do something. Yeah. I was sitting there during Sunday's game watching it, and the broadcasters were talking about how so much of the offense was built around the deep ball. And I was just about to answer your question, Joe, saying, yeah, I think your idea of Russell Wilson makes a tremendous amount of sense. But I mean, I think at this point they're in desperation mode. And the bottom line is this with the Bengals, they're Joe Burrow and a bunch of other people.
Holy ostrich milk. That was my reaction.
Hmm.
Chelsea, is there anyone cheaper than the Bengals? What are you guys doing? Joe Flacco signed a 1-year $4 million deal with the Browns in the offseason. $3 million of that is a signing bonus, already paid. So this is a dirt cheap veteran quarterback, way past his prime, that you're bringing in to take over for Jake Browning. It's like, Jake Browning can't get the job done. Let's bring in someone else who also can't get the job done. I don't know. What? The Bengals are in Green Bay this weekend. They're 14-point underdogs. This did not move the needle at all. If you're Cincinnati, this is almost like, let's pretend to care. Let's make everyone think that we care, but we really don't care. You're bringing in Joe Flacco. You're bringing in Joe Flacco. I like Joe Flacco. Solid pro. Super Bowl MVP at one time. Maybe elite in Baltimore. But he's clearly sort of hanging on to his career, and this is the guy you bring in? Holy ostrich milk.
Holy ostrich milk is right. Especially with this offensive line. And how old is Joe Flacco? He is not exactly, short of the tooth. He's 40 years old. He's not fleet of foot either. Like, he, behind that offensive line, it feels like borderline elder abuse. Because he's going to get absolutely rocked back there. And maybe they can fashion their offense in the likes of, remember Ben Roethlisberger's last year in the league, where he threw those passes of like 2.3 yards. where he just got the ball out really quickly. Like, maybe that's the offense that you'll have to have when your offensive line is so bad and your quarterback isn't mobile. But the thing is, like, you have all these deep ball weapons. Why didn't you just get Jameis Winston? For the love of everybody else who has to watch these dumb games, we would have all rather had Jameis. I feel like it wouldn't have been that expensive. At least you're going to score some touchdowns. Because that's the only way they're going to win games is in shootouts. Their defense still isn't good. And their offensive line is bad. So you need somebody who's a little younger than Joe Flacco. So I don't think this is going to change much when it comes to the Bengals.
Jameis would have been fire. And when we were listening to 93.7 The Fan. And they were saying, look, the Bengals offense, which makes perfect sense, is predicated on the deep ball and Ja'Marr Chase. Jameis has a cannon. Like, he can throw it. He can throw a great deep ball. This would be perfect. Why not go after a guy like him who can still get you some dubs? Joe Flacco is not going to come in at this point in his career and start stacking dubs for the Bengals. Like, it actually makes the situation worse. I would rather go with Jake Browning, honestly.
I mean, there's something to be said for a crafty veteran quarterback. And we have, you know, looked down our noses at Joe Flacco before, but also he's had some good head coaches. And, you know, I think the offensive line is the main problem for me. It's just not a good fit for Joe Flacco. I do think it's cool that he is very close to completing the full AFC North bingo card. All he needs is the Steelers. I mean, what an accomplishment that would be. And I guess it's a testament to how long he has been floating around the league. So we'll see. I don't know if it'll be pretty. And I think as a mom, it's going to be hard for me to watch him just take all these terrible hits behind the line of scrimmage. Good luck, Bengals. You're going to need it.
Bengals to make the playoffs. Yes, plus 750. No is minus 1,200. They're not making the playoffs. I mean, I'm not laying $1,200 to make $100. But also, they're not making the playoffs. Like, I am stunned by this. I cackled when I saw this. Like, okay, what are you guys doing?
But, Jakes, they're second in the AFC North. That's the craziest part in all of it.
I know.
Like, the AFC North is so bad.
It's so bad.
They have a chance at the division.
Isn't it crazy how quickly things change in the NFL? Like, we're talking about how bad the AFC North is all of a sudden. Like, that's kind of crazy to think about, right? So here we are 5 weeks in, and it's like, wow, the AFC North's terrible. Like, how did that happen?
The Ravens.
Yeah.
The Ravens are supposed to be the class of the division, and they're the absolute dumpster fire of the division. Maybe I misspoke. The Browns are 1-4 as well. So you have the Steelers 3-1, Bengals 2-3, Ravens 1-4, Browns 1-4. God, the Steelers haven't made.
Mike Tomlin. They are going to have to wheel Mike Tomlin away from the Steelers facility. He's just never leaving. And Steelers fans are like, you've got to be kidding me. This guy just, he won't leave. He won't leave. Coming up next here on the show, we're going to take a quick break from the NFL and tell you which series should be avoided at all costs. Streaming Corner next here on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.